Raymond Shields, manager of the Donegal Junior League side. The Oscar Trainer competition starts this weekend. It's a first year in charge for yourself, I suppose. What's preparations been like in the weeks and months now leading up to the competition opener for you?
Hello, Oisin. Yeah, so looking forward to this game on Saturday night. Yeah, preparations have been good. As you say, we've a good panel there, a good squad there, and we'll have a good team on the night. And we prepared, and well, I think we've prepared fairly well, to be honest. We've had a host of games, friendly games, and we've trained regular, and the boys are in good fight and fit. And as I say, it's going to be a tough game tomorrow night, and the best team wins.
And I suppose the situation as it is in the Oscar Trainer, it's a group, but it's a small group. There's only three teams. And when you have home advantage, it's important that you can get off to a good start. And as victory seen as essential now in this opening game, given you only have two matches, Raymond?
Yeah, that's exactly right. As Dermot alluded to it yesterday, you know, the first game, no matter how many's in a group, the first game is crucial to get off to a flying start. And yeah, with three teams in it, I think it's, no, only one to progress. I think it's a little bit, you know, takes the gloss off it because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, there's three good teams in it, ourselves and Sligo and Inishowen, and I'm sure Inishowen will be hot favourites to get out of the group. But we're looking forward to the task, and I know Dermot will have a good team assembled again, as he always does, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of experience in that Inishowen team because they've been to the closing stages of the Oscar Trainer before. They've been to semi-finals, finals, and have won it, of course, as well.
Oh, need to have, yeah. They're season pros, the man says. You know, they've won it a couple of years ago. They've been in finals and they've been in semi-finals, and the closest we've got in recent times was a semi-final there 3 years ago. So, and we're very unlucky that they beat us, Clare. They went on to win it, and in fact, the Clare beat the Inishowen, I believe, as well. So Inishowen in the final. So I mean, yeah, they're a good side.
Yeah. What about your side then? Tell us a wee bit more, Raymond. Is there much change in this Donegal League team from the squads that we've seen this last couple of years? Have you made many changes since you came into the role?
Well, you know, since we started, when we took over there, yeah, we've looked at a lot of players, and you know, there's still some players there from maybe the last 3 or 4 years. Like Kieran Gorman's still there, and Ryan Shields, Matty Crossan was to and fro. You know, Gareth Cohen. There's loads of lads that have still been there, but we've brought in new faces. Like Kevin McHugh now, ex-Fun Harps, is a massive big player for us, you know. And amongst others, you know, Shamey Nannion team, boys like that there. We're in good shape. We're in good shape, Oisin, yeah.
I suppose the fact that it's a home game as well, Ballyar, it's a big occasion because the development work, the latest phase has been completed, and you just want to sort of make home advantage county on the night, Raymond.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true enough. You know, it is our home, and we're very proud to have that facility now. The headquarters, Donegal League headquarters in Ballyar's, you know, it's second to none at the moment. I mean, it's a super pitch, and we've got great facilities, and yeah, we've as I said, like earlier on, we played four or five friendlies on it there over the last 5 or 6 weeks. So we're getting used to it, and I mean it's a big park, like, and you know, I mean, and it's shown up a big park to him again. So that's, you know, that's all augurs for a good game.
Yeah, and Inishowen have just finally, Raymond, have been strong in this competition, and they've had the upper hand against you in recent matches as well. Is it maybe time now that the Donegal League's seen that tide turn?
Absolutely. The thing about it is, I suppose maybe last year that might have been slightly a wee bit easier for them, but other than that, over the years that I've been following the Donegal League, and that's about, you know, 5 or 6 years now, and it's always been very, very close game and nothing in it. And, you know, I mean, Inishowen just seem to know how to get over the line when they play us. So hopefully on Saturday night now that we can rectify that, and maybe, I'm sure they won't be too disappointed if we happen to get the upper hand of them, but it's about time we did.